I'm here to talk to you about freedom.
And I think that's what this country was founded on, was freedom to say that if you want to.
It's freedom.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Freedom.
Looking for freedom and a better place to live.
And that's what freedom's all about.
This is about freedom.
Right now. Is it time? Is it freedom o'clock?
Freedom.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show. Thank you for being here today. And I want to get this started with something really sweet today. For our second hour here, 10 to noon every weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Remember, the podcasts are at 991fmtalk.com as well as our poll question. So today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. The FBI lawyer who doctored evidence in the biggest FISA abuse case in FBI history is getting probation and a $100 fine. $100 fine. If he didn't do this, we may never have had the Russia hoax or the Mueller investigation costing tens of millions of dollars to the American taxpayer. But, hey, $100. Can you pay that? Was that an acceptable punishment? No jail time. Everything's been suspended. What do you think? Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of the Pakistani-British terrorist convicted of beheading U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl. Would this have happened if Trump was in the White House? 91% of those participating in the poll said no, that would not have happened. You gotta love doorbell cams. They give you a real look at what's going on in the world. So, a Utah resident posted a clip of her doorbell cam onto Facebook. It was an elderly man struggling to make her, well, I can see the bags, her Walmart delivery. He has his mask on and he looks pretty frail, but he's doing it. Kind of leans against the wall to get up the steps. He's got a bag in each hand. Turns out that, elderly senior, I guess that's actually redundant, had an issue with his roof. He's on a fixed income, had to have his roof repaired. So he had to take a job, come out of retirement, get a job delivering for Walmart. Well, she posted that, and it blew up. It blew up. They found out who he was. They made sure that his web came from, thanks to Weber County, chain reaction that happened. Larry, which is his name, had enough money to fix his roof in time for a bad winter, and he no longer needs to go back to work and struggle delivering packages for Walmart. Heavy packages. Now he can go back to being retired, being a senior. Because this is what's happening all around us. People are still trying to get by. More people are trying to get by now since the unemployment just continues to increase. Businesses shutting down that will not be coming back. It's time for us as Americans to take America back, to stand up for what we believe in. and that is our freedoms, our liberties, especially to run and control our own business. And stop governors and mayors from giving themselves their own little powers by declaring economic emergencies, declaring medical emergencies, disasters, where they usurp your control. Let's go to the talk and text lines. There was a very special meeting on Saturday, which Bruce in the last hour alluded to. Patriots coming together and listening to what is really going on around them. Nicholas St. John joins us right now. Nicholas, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
I so wanted to be there on Saturday, and I did what I was asked, and I didn't float the information out online because, yeah, you would have been harassed. How did this meeting go?
Well, I just want to say thanks to everyone who showed up. We were blown away at the turnout. We had 40 people at the meeting 2 weeks ago. Saturday, we had 160 people show up. There was standing room only, and we're seeing that so many people are frustrated, and we hear all the time, I would do something if I just knew what to do.
Yeah.
And so we formed Washoe Patriots to give them an outlet. We give them training. We have a website now, washoepatriots.com, where you can get all the information that you need and the organization of being on email lists and text messaging so that we can keep you informed and rally the troops to help support each other and encourage each other.
What was the atmosphere of people coming in that have never been to a meeting like that before? Are they surprised at what's really going on?
Yes and no. A lot of people are on the verge of losing hope if they haven't lost hope and despairing. And so when they come into a room and they see 50, 60, 100, 150, 160 people, it starts generating hope again. There's so many people that have either lost their jobs, lost their businesses, lost loved ones that died in a hospital or a nursing home that they couldn't see and be with. And so when they come into a place like this and they start talking to everybody, they realize, wow, I'm not alone in this. There's people just like me who are just as frustrated, but we don't know where to turn. We don't know what to do. And so as we have people like Julie Gilbert speak, like Tara from Freedom Angels speak, and then, of course, Melanie and I talk about what we're doing with this organization. It's really a clearinghouse where we're working with so many different organizations to help promote what everybody's doing. Instead of duplicating efforts, instead of continuing to reinvent the wheel, we're putting things together so that you can get educated. And we have, commissioner meetings we're going to, which I don't know if they talked to you about and told you what happened last Tuesday or not yet, but we moved the needle for the first time in months at the commissioner meeting. And so people are coming together. They're being activated. We're finding out what their passion is, what their God-given talents are, and we're going to put them to, we're going to organize it and design it so they can get their voices heard. Or do simple things like making phone calls to the mayor, to city council people, to the health department, to the board of education, to the county commissioners, and getting that stuff on record. We've been hearing that people have been doing some of that, but it's not getting put on record. So we're learning what it takes to get this stuff on record so that the public knows, look, there are people trying to work this and get this changed. And we want you to join us, and because this is in numbers, right? The things these people understand is just one thing, and that is either getting reelected, getting elected, or getting elected to the next position that they want.
Now, what did Joey Gilbert have to say about reopening businesses and the different counties around the area that are actually coming forward and declaring economic emergencies and bypassing, basically nullifying the governor's orders, because the governor has now come out and said that he, along with his attorney general, Aaron Ford, have come out and said they've looked at the regulations. They've got the law on their side, and you know, the lockdowns will continue, the mandates will continue. Are we just going to go back and forth with who has the upper hand?
Well, some of that will be decided this week. Joyce, you know, very powerful, very succinct, terrific orator. And he talked about the counties. When we were at the county commissioner meeting, there were 10 of us who got up and gave public comment. I tried to organize that so it had a theme. We talked about and had them read for the record the Great Barrington Declaration and put that into record at the county commission. Then we had various people read the Elko resolution and proclamation, the White Pine resolution, and the Eureka resolution. Since then, two more counties have joined. I think it's Nye and Lyon, and then there's two more.
Yeah, Lyon County has passed. Yeah, and Douglas County is looking at it.
Well, the fact that Douglas, we had some representatives, some citizens at the meeting from Douglas County that I spoke with, and so they're very interested in what we're doing in the organizational aspect. Again, our organization is only 4 weeks old, and we went from an idea to 160 packed out room, standing room only, to and moving the needle at a county commission meeting, and we're going to be doing the same thing at the city council meetings, both for Reno and Sparks, as well as the health department and the Board of Education. So, you know, we're making a difference. We're already feeling they're already feeling the impact. And we're not going to let up. It's time to, as you said, take our county back. That used to be our statement on the website. We've modified that to reclaiming our freedoms, because that's what this is about. This is, you know, when we say taking back, it sounds a little, maybe a little militant, which
aggressive,
you know,
yeah.
So, you know, it's about reclaiming our freedoms. And we have made the statement that, look, we're nonviolent, but we're going to do everything in our power as citizens to reclaim our freedoms from what we believe is unconstitutional overreach by the governor, by mayors, by county councils, by health departments, by OSHA. All of those guys have overreached their given authority by law. And I just published or put a thing up on our website about the press release from Governor Sisolak and the Attorney General, showing, and you know, statements in there of the counties must abide by our directives. That's not true. Counties, according to the NRS code, I think it's 414, have the authority to override things that are not working in their county for their citizens.
Well, and that's what we want people to understand, that with the resolutions that are being passed in the different counties, these are resolutions just giving you your rights that you already have to open your business the way you want to open it. If you still want to have people wearing masks, that's fine. But the resolutions are putting it back in your power. And I think that's a very powerful thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the problem is, we understand that there's fear tactics and scaremongering. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tell everyone, you know, if you want to lower your blood pressure, just turn off the nightly news. Guys, they're designed to keep you afraid, to keep you scared. You know, there was a situation where every time I left the house, people thought I was going to come back and bring something back that was going to kill them. You know, I've written 4 books on alternative health, hosted my own radio show, and have spoken at dozens of venues about how to strengthen our immune system. You strengthen your immune system, the mask is essentially, nullified. You don't need it. You don't need them anyway, because all the studies are showing that places where mask mandates, which should have driven the numbers down, actually made them higher than places that had no mask mandate.
But now you have Fauci coming out when that information's out there. You have Fauci saying, well, you need to double up. You need to triple up. You know, you need to wear 2-3 masks. And people aren't grabbing the fact that if one mask didn't work, 2 masks aren't going to work either.
Well, and I think it's Dr. Simone Gold from America's Frontline Doctors equated it to putting up a chain link fence to keep out mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you put up 3 chain link fences or 4 chain link fences, is it going to stop more mosquitoes? you know, that's a ludicrous idea and a ridiculous thought. And people need to understand, look, we're not out to, we don't want anyone harmed. Listen, there's none of us in this movement that want anyone else to die. That's why we are submitting to we'll be submitting to the governor the 5 proven treatments for COVID. Listen, if there's proven treatments, one, we don't need a vaccine, which, you know, while people would label me anti-vax, listen, I'm not anti, completely against it. There are places for it. We just believe that it's not every place.
Yeah.
And so as our education is, how do you protect yourself? Where can you get ivermectin, which has been proven as a very powerful prophylaxis, where literally anyone who's on this thing is, you know, virtually immune to this infection. And if you want to look at the numbers, go look at Africa's numbers. They are almost, I mean, they're so low, it's a non-issue. Why? Because ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are used as preventative measures against malaria.
They're called the Sunday drugs because they take them every week.
That's right.
You know, how,
but
Nicholas,
don't
how
know
did
that
we
they can do that?
How did we go from pox parties where parents would actually infect
right.
their children with chicken pox to the fact now that, you know, rather than building up your immune system and letting your body take control of this virus and beat it, now everybody just has to be vaccinated with these vaccines that haven't even been tested properly. It's a scary world. And now those vaccines are being mandated, you know, even in places like the,
right.
you know, the Boys and Girls Club. It's just, it's sad.
Oh,
Nicholas, please keep me,
is what it is.
Keep me informed of, that's what I believe people should do. If their employer is saying that it's mandated, they need to take a liability waiver into their boss and say, okay, I'll take the vaccine if you sign this, because the vaccine companies, the pharmaceutical companies, have no liability.
Well, they're shielded. They're shielded.
If you start putting that liability back on the people who are forcing you to take this vaccine, they're going to take another look at it, because people are dying from taking the vaccine. We've had over 100 now in this country, and I've got 2 more to mention. So, Nicholas, please keep me up to date on everything that you're doing. WashoPatriots.com. That's Patriots with an S. WashoPatriots.com. It's already saved and bookmarked on my computer. But thank you for all you guys are doing. And when you want those meetings even bigger, just let me know and I'll announce it next time. But I kept my mouth shut this time.
Well, we appreciate that. And we do have our next meeting is already scheduled for February 13th, but people need to get signed up on our email and text messages so that we can let them know where that is. Right now, we're keeping them undisclosed until the last minute, because we have had threats already from some nefarious groups.
All right. Nicholas, thank you so much for all that you and your entire team are doing. And thank you for being with me today. It's the Monica Jay Show, and we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And yes, it is Monday, but more so, it's the very first day of the Nevada State Legislature. The 2021 session starts today. It's pretty much just all pomp and circumstance today. But they've got 4 months. 4 months to pretty much stick it to us. And they've already started by making sure that we are not present. We are not present inside the meetings. Oh, yeah, you can watch it online. But you know what the passion comes from when you are sitting in a legislative hearing, in a meeting? Is the legislators hear the groans. They hear the gasps. They see the movement of people, the shifting in their seats. the disgruntled looks on their faces. Just as a reminder of what they're doing is not for them. America First should apply to every single aspect of government. We need to get rid of departments. We need to get rid of the EPA. We need to get rid of the BLM. We need to get rid of the Department of Education. And we need to put more into the states. The states can handle their own land management. The states can handle their own education system, their own environment protection. And with that, we need to get more people running for office who are not beholden to certain political parties. Because the platforms have strayed so much. Everything should just be put up against the United States Constitution and put up against the statement, America First. Does this benefit American citizens? Does this take away from American citizens? And if those answers aren't correct, then it shouldn't be put into anything. Bills, regulations, laws, anything. I keep going back to the last legislative session and everything that they passed for illegals. Getting business licenses, having an office of new Americans, and yes, that was for illegals, being masked. Every time a new government department comes along, that puts you one space further away from actually being in control. That's all they seem to keep doing, is putting you further and further away from any type of control over your own life, over your own business, over your own family, over your own health care. The list just keeps going. Under your own vehicle. We got to stop. It's got to stop now. It's the Monica Jay Show. We're not going to stop. We're going to be right back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and whatever time I can spend with you, I appreciate all of it. By the way, as we've been talking about COVID and the vaccine, and I just want you to know about some of the stories going on out there that you might not be accustomed to, of searching places like theblaze.com. I found this story very interesting from yesterday. By the way, happy February. Congressman tests positive for COVID-19 after receiving both doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Didn't Fauci actually say that, well, if you take the vaccine, you could still get COVID? Why are we taking a vaccine if you can still get it? When there are so many cures out there for it. I thought there were three, but actually I was informed by Nicholas in our last half hour, there are actually five cures. So why is a vaccine? This is where you have to use your thinking. You have to use your brain and just ask the questions. Why are we being pushed to take a non-proven vaccination for something that has five easy cures that can either be administrated before you even get sick, as a prophylaxis, or after, as a therapeutic? Why are we being forced, in a lot of cases, businesses mandating, nonprofits mandating, you want to work there? Now Fauci is pushing to vaccinate the kids. Because when you have the schools involved, then parents look at it that they really don't have a choice. They go after employers and they go after schools because the parents want their kids in school. Well, if you don't want to have your child vaccinated, then guess what? It's homeschooling for you. And for some people, that's all they've done in the first place. So ask yourself, why? Why is a vaccination being pushed that even the FDA approved by emergency order? So it hasn't even been tested the way that vaccines are usually tested. Tested on animals first, and then they go into clinical trials with people. But no, just shoving this through. Teenager got vaccinated the other day and within just a few moments went into convulsions. Just so you know. The dangers are out there. Don't take something unless you absolutely 100% need it. That's just my opinion. I mean, if you want to take it by all means. Makes me wonder, though, with the Biden administration, how he's mumbling and bumbling up there about, you know, the vaccines and they've ordered more and how 20 million doses of the vaccine have come up missing. How they were going to vaccinate the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay before, I mean, terrorists, people who hate this country, how they were going to vaccinate terrorists before they vaccinated American citizens? Ask yourself why Biden is in the White House, in his special little room, signing away things that are helping American citizens. Trump got in there and just hammered the drug companies. Cut the cost of the EpiPen in half. You know that EpiPen? Keep people from going into anaphylactic shock? That was skyrocketing in price? Got it knocked in half. Biden took that away. Put it back so they can charge whatever they want. Trump put in place keeping the costs of medicines down. One of the first things Biden did, got rid of that. I watched a heartbreaking video the other day that I'm not even going to share with you because I don't want to start crying again. About a young mother whose little boy has had health problems and now he has diabetes. She went to pick up his prescription for insulin. It was $1,000. She had to walk away. She had to leave it there. My nose is already starting to tingle because I'm tearing up. Just remembering her on that post, crying that now she had to go home and tell her son that she could not get his medication because even though she works two jobs, even though she works full time and her husband works full time and they are doing everything right, she can't afford his medication. Well, you can chalk that up to the Biden administration. That same person who said that, you know, there were going to be good jobs. I'm sorry, you don't become a pipeline fitter. You don't enjoy the outdoors and the hard work and the accomplishment of what you've put 30 to 40 years into doing to turn around and lose your job and write code. Or to learn how to, in John Kerry's words, make solar panels. Yeah, solar panels that don't last that long, that are not recyclable, so they're just going to be buried in the ground. And how many more cases of Solyndra are we going to have? How many more cases of the Crescent Project out in the Nevada desert, both in the Nevada desert, actually, one up here, one down south, of millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money being given to these companies, and they go under, they fail. That green energy that they keep touting, that just doesn't cut it. It's just a way of money laundering for them. Okay, we'll put you onto this company. We'll get you the money you need. And then we'll call it good. The taxpayers will never figure it out. Look at that bill they're trying to pass in Congress right now. What is it, $1.3, $1.8 trillion? Yeah, you're not getting $2,000 checks. Look at where the money is going. Once again, the money is going to Russia. It's going to Iran. It's going to China. Seriously? Biden's big concern is signing an executive order. An executive order every hour on the hour. How many has he done now? Making the show for you that rather than work on something that's really important, like prison reform or actually helping Americans, we're going to ban the term China virus. You can't say China virus. Why not? You can say the Russian flu. You can say the Spanish flu. What's the deal? No. We don't want to hurt our CCP masters. So we're going to stop dragging that name through the mud saying the China virus. Wuhan virus. It's more than just a virus. It is a disease. The Communist Chinese Party is a disease that is being inflicted upon the world because they want power. They're not going to be the all-powerful. They just want power. All communists want power. They all want control. And they're given that power and control by those people who have just met in Davos. Look it up for yourself. Davos 2021. Look at the companies that were there as well. And then remember, you are the ones with the power. Because all they want is your money and your labor. So remember where you are spending your money. buy local. Check the tags to not purchase something made in China. Imported from China. Manufactured in China. Imported, whatever it says. Because as we had a Chinese reporter, the editor of the China edition with Epic Times, every single company that does business in or outside of China goes through the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. They have control of everything. You're not getting around that. I hope I've taught you at least one thing. It's all about the money. Follow the money trail. Whether it be with vaccinations, this stupid virus, this hoax of a plandemic, look it up for yourself. Just make sure you're using a search engine that is not Google, because we've seen the analytics. They're being manipulated. You're being driven to sites that you are supposed to go to. Go to the real sites for the information. The ones that Google is suppressing. Huh. Censorship. There's another one of the rules for the Communist Party. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And if you miss any part of the show, you can log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcast. Sometimes they're a little bit late, might take a couple of days, but we try to get them on as soon as we can. Hey, today's poll question while you're there at 991fmtalk.com is the FBI lawyer who doctored evidence in the biggest FISA abuse case in FBI history is getting probation and a $100 fine. Was that an acceptable punishment? A woman accused a guy of groping her. He lost his job, found out that she was lying. She got 10 years in prison. She only has to serve two. But then she's got 5,000 hours of probation. Huh. Seems like a different standard for us and them, doesn't it? That's just the way it is. I want you to be safe in whatever you do. So this is a little thing from Ron Paul, who's still out there working hard for this country. But you might remember that the Department of Homeland Security issued Wednesday of last week a nationwide terror alert lasting until April 30th. But did you really dig into that alert? Because the alert warns of potential terrorist attacks from Americans who are ideologically motivated and have objections to the exercise of government authority and the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances fueled by false narratives. Now, take into that what you will. Domestic terrorist alert. But I tell you, the most dangerous thing that is affecting us right now is cancel culture. People going back into your past. People trying to scrape through everything that you've ever said, written, tweeted, Facebooked, and trying to cancel you out. Please, don't let them do that. Stand by your convictions. stand proud. Because some people out there get the fact that we are not the same people that we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. Stand up for yourself. Do not let cancel culture win. Because when you give an inch, when you give in, that's when they take a mile and they take control. Don't let it happen. Join me tomorrow as I bring you the latest on legislative boot camp. That's right, Legislative Citizen Boot Camp, brought to you by the NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, NPRI.org. You can find out more before tomorrow if you'd like, but we'll have some special guests with us tomorrow. And the most special part is you. So thanks for being here. And I appreciate all your texts and your emails. They mean the world to me. I appreciate it so much. So until tomorrow, have a great day. It's Monday, I know, but guess what? It is what you make of it. So make the best of it.